Amen. Psalm 18, I will love thee, O Lord. What are the next two words? I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I'm not worthy. No man on the face of this earth is worthy. Brother Daniel, there's one above all that's worthy to be called upon and to be praised. King Nebuchadnezzar found that out in chapter 3 of Daniel, amen. There's one who is higher than him, worthy. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. David says, I'll call upon him, I'll be saved from mine enemies by the strong one. Tonight we could say a whole lot about the names and the character of God. He's a compassionate God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. He is our sovereign God. There's a whole lot we could say about his nature. In his nature, he is faithful. In his nature, he's eternal. In his nature, he is righteous. In his nature, he is just. Brother Shane hit on that this morning. I'm glad that I didn't get justice. Amen. Thank God for grace and thank God for mercy. In his nature, God is light. God is patient. God is a consuming fire. But when you stop to think about the name of God, the nature of God reveals who he is. The name of God reveals what he does, how he loves. When you think about his name, you can think about Psalm 8:1, where David said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 52:9, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before the saints. How many of you can say tonight the name of the Lord is good? It is a good name. It's a name above all names, the name of Jesus. And let me say this, whatever you find in the Bible that God is, you find that Jesus is. And whatever Jesus is, God is. And whatever Jesus and God is, the Word of God is also. For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's a good name, the name of Jesus. Psalm 72:17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. The name of God reveals his nature. It reveals his love. And it is real to the people of God. We can say many things about the name of God all through the scriptures. He is Jehovah, Jehovah Adonai, my master, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, the healer, Jehovah Nissi, my banner, and on we could go. But I want to go back, Brother Joe, I want to go back to Genesis 1, verse 1, to the beginning, where God reveals the greatest name about himself. And under inspiration of the Spirit of God, Moses pins down in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Now this Hebrew word in Genesis 1:1, God, is found 32 times throughout the first chapter of Genesis. And it is the name Elohim. Elohim. It takes in all the plurality of the Godhead. For the prefix El, Brother Harper, help me out. Now, here's the teacher. The prefix El means strong one. And the suffix I-M, the H-I-M, L-O, strong one, him means the plurality or triune God. So in Genesis 1:1, from the beginning, Daniel, God reveals that he is a triune God, and he is the strong triune God. There's none stronger. There's none greater. There is none other. Man has many man-made gods. Somewhere out there tonight, a team from California and Taylor Swift is... And I don't think much of that because I got hit by a Taylor Swift one time and crushed my car over on Panola Road in DeKalb County. Somewhere out there, the God of this world, Brother Bob, they're just celebrating it tonight. Brother Jerry, the God of this world is being celebrated. I don't believe that. Let me say, there's a lot of balls in this world that have become gods. Don't get sidetracked, Thomas. Brother Don, when we pay a man to hit, run, catch, throw a ball more than we pay our officials and more than we pay those that put their life on the line every day, our civil service workers, our military men, we got a problem in America. We've got the wrong priorities, and we placed God of this world in priority more than we have Jehovah God. He is God, Jehovah Elohim, the strong one that is a triune God. Let's consider some important truths about his name. As to the duration of his name, he is everlasting. Genesis 21:33. As to the power of his name, he's the Almighty God. As to the exclusiveness of his name, he is the jealous God. Exodus 20:3. As to the holiness of his name, he is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 4:24. You can go look these up tonight. As to his pity, he is the merciful God. Say amen. Hallelujah. He's very pitiful and merciful. As to his fidelity, he is the faithful God. Deuteronomy 7:9. As to his vitality, he is the living God. Joshua 3:10. As to his greatness, he is the terrible God. Nehemiah 1:5. As to his compassion, he is the gracious God. Jonah 4:2. He is El-Ah, the strong, durable one. Daniel 6:23. He is El-Elyon, the strong, most high one. Genesis 14:18. He is the highest in Psalm 18:13, the most high in Numbers 24:16, the most high God in Genesis 1:4. He is God Elohim most high in Psalm 57:2. He is Jehovah most high in Psalm 7:17. That's a whole lot to say about Elohim. He is God and God alone. There is none other. He is El Roi, the strong one that seeth me, Genesis 16:13. He is El Elohe Israel, the strong one of Israel, Genesis 33:18. He is El Shaddai, the strong one who is all sufficient, Genesis 17:1. He is all sufficient in his grace. He is all sufficient in his mercy. He is all sufficient in his love. He is all sufficient in his kind, compassionate being. He is the one who is all sufficient. And on we could go tonight, Brother Hartley, through the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation on our God. I said this morning in Sunday school, Brother Daniel, in the Old Testament, the Hebrews found him to be the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And when you get to Acts chapter 3, Peter, preaching his second sermon, confronts the Israelites with their patriarch God, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then he is presented one more time in Exodus chapter 7, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And that was in the founding of the church. But when you get to chapter 8 and through the end of Acts and all the way to the end of Revelation, he's no longer the patriarch God, though he still is. But to us, the believer, in the furthering of the church, he is our God. He is our Savior. He is Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our high priest. He is our great high priest. No longer is he a patriarch God, but he is a personal God. That's the Elohim, the strong one that you serve. Let me get into this, and I made a little acrostic. I think the guys are going to help us back there. Since he is Elohim, the strong one, let's take that holy name of God, Elohim, the strong one who is triune in his being, and let's see what we can get out of it tonight. E. He is the strong, everlasting one. That means he is El Elohim, the strong one of eternity. That name covers all the characteristics, Brother Joe, of his Godhead. El Elohim. Y'all got it back there, Brian? Brother Daniel, they're going to need help. Isaiah 40:28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting king. At his wrath, and his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. He is the God, the strong one, who is everlasting. Number two, L, he is the strong one who is loving. The strong one who is loving. He is Jehovah Ahava, Deuteronomy 7:7-8. He's the loving God that chose the world, John 3:16. He's the loving God that took our sins on himself, who knew no sin. Has it ever dawned on you? I said this morning. Has it ever dawned on you, Brother Shane? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could not have died on that cross. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Brother Bob, he would have hung there till eternity and never died had he not chosen to give up the ghost. He who knew no sin, glory to God, became sin for us, took our sin debt, chose to die so that you and I might have life. He is the loving one who cannot be separated from his children. Hallelujah. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. He is the strong one who is loving, Jehovah Ahava. He is the strong one who is loving and always with us, who said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is the strong one who proved his love in death. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. He is the strong one who is everlasting. He is the strong one who is loving. Number three, the O. He is the strong one who is omni. Omni. El Shaddai, the omnipotent, all-powerful one. Never been anything he couldn't do. El Shaddai. Man, I wish I could sing that old song that Sandy Patty sang. My wife can. She knows all the words. El Shaddai, the omnipotent, powerful one. Let's hurry. Shekinah, the omnipresent one. The one who is ever with me. Boy, I'm glad this week, Brother Shane, this week I'm glad that I had the omnipresent God. I'm glad I had the omnipresent God every step of the way. Praise God. How many of y'all been up and down Interstate 75 and you know the omnipresent God was in the midst with you? Amen. He's El Shaddai, the omnipotent one. Shekinah, the omnipresent one. Yadiah Hakol, the omniscient one. That means he knows it all from beginning to end. He's ordered every aspect of your life. The strong one who is omni. Keep going. Let's get to that H. He is the strong one who is holy. That is Radashay, the Holy One of Israel. Psalm 68:45. Boy, I wish old Ralph Sexton Sr. were here, Brother Shane. I remember the night sitting up there in Asheville when he preached, Brother Jerry, on God is holy. God is holy, his name is holy, his son is holy, the place he's preparing is holy, his word is holy, his people ought to be holy. We serve the Holy One of Israel. There is none comparable to him. He is holy, holy, holy. Boy, that word holy indicates who he is. All around the throne of God, Isaiah 6. All around the throne of God, Brother Daniel, tonight, they're crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Throughout the eternal ages, the angels will cry, holy, holy, holy. Throughout the eternal ages, Hayden, throughout the eternal ages, the saints of God will cry, holy, holy, holy. But there's something else we'll cry that the angels can't cry. Saved. Saved, saved. He is the Holy One. He is the strong, immutable one. The strong, immutable one, El Elom. Now that has two meanings. I just gave it to you in the first one of E. He is the everlasting God. He is El Elom, the unchanging God. So it literally means he is everlasting, unchanging. unchanging, for everlasting. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, Brother Jerry, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. He is the immutable, unchanging one. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, hallelujah, time out. Let's start it again. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord. Stop right there and think about it. There's a comma, Brother Richard. That means stop and think about that. And if that's all that had been said by the prophet Malachi, that would have been pretty good and enough. For I am the Lord, I change not, semicolon. Double think about it. And while you're thinking about it, don't miss this. Don't miss this. Therefore, anybody know the rest of the verse? Say, oh, whoa, 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 somebody say that. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Because God never changes, Brother Bob. I've not been put to death for all my past. I've not even been put to death for my bad attitude today at that man at the stoplight. Brother Earl, because he changes not, we live in the grace of God every day. We're not consumed because He is immutable, the unchanging God. Yesterday, today, forever the same. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:8. Change is all about us. The world, everybody's opinion changes. But Jesus Christ is the same. He's never changed. He never has. He never will. He's never changed in His thought on salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Brother Joseph, God has never changed His mind on that. God's never changed His mind about His word. It's still holy. It always has been. It always will be. M, here we go. Y'all can go watch your Super Bowl. He's the strong, majestic one. The strong, majestic one. That is the Hebrew name Adir, and it means the superior, majestic, King of glory. The book of Hebrews exalts Him. He's the majestic one that's superior to the angels. He's the majestic one that offers a superior, better hope. He offers a superior testament, a superior promise, a superior sacrifice, a superior substance in heaven, a superior country, and a superior resurrection. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know Elohim. You say, why is that name so important, Brother Tom? Why is that name so important? God is my strength. Because in the Old Testament, Brother Shane, they knew Elohim as the high priest. And we found out in Hebrews, the one and only time you see it, he's not just the high priest. He's the great high priest. And Elohim, Brother Shane, Elohim has never turned his back on me. I've turned my back on him. Brother Jerry, I failed him. I've turned my back on him. But God Elohim, Brother Daniel, has never done to me what He did to His own Son. It's prophesied in Psalm 22. Psalm 22, David prophesies, Brother Harper, David prophesies of the crucifixion of Christ. Verse 1, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Elohim, Elohim, why hast Thou forsaken me? Jesus on the cross fulfilled it. Eloi, Eloi. They thought he was calling for Elijah. He was proclaiming, strong one, my strength. Why hast thou forsaken me? And blessed be his name, Brother Joel, what he did to his own son, Brother Don, he's never done to you. Elohim, the strong one. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Through Moses, here we go. Now y'all can go watch your Super Bowl. Give me 2 minutes. Let me enjoy this. And y'all can go watch your ball game. Through Moses, I find out he's strong in my turmoils. Hallelujah. Through Jesus, I find out he's faithful to me in my temptations. Through the disciples on the sea, I find he's strong in my tempest. Through Mary and Martha in John 11, I find he's strong in my troubles. But because he was strong, he could say to me, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. I'm part of Elohim. I'm a Godhead. I'll never leave you. I'll never turn my back on you. I'll never pull my strength from you. I'll never walk away from you. You believe in God? You serve the strong one, the triune God. He is Elohim. Lord, I thank you that I serve Jehovah.